Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
What do you think about all my new bling I have on, Anthony? Yeah.
I just noticed it. You got some brass knuckles. Those things are... They're okay,
yeah,
I guess.
You better watch out.
Where you get this stuff from? This is pretty cool.
I know. It's nice, right?
What is this? What is this?
Oh, goodness. That could fit on like three of your fingers. Yeah. Oh, nice ring, Anthony, right? Give me this back. All right, our next feature story is about former Bear Kurt Becker. He's a Super Bowl champion. Now he's returning to his roots. He graduated from East Aurora High School in Aurora, Illinois, and he's in his second season of coaching the high school football team.
This job came available at East Aurora, and I really had no intention of, you know, even applying for it or anything. But everywhere I went in the community, people would say, hey, Kurt, you going to take that job at East? And I'm like, you're crazy. And so finally one day my wife said, why don't you quit saying no, and why don't you go over there and see what's going on? So I came over here and I met the kids. And when I met the kids, you know, I knew right then that, you know, this is what I was going
to
do.
You went to East Aurora High School, graduated from here. Now you're back here coaching the high school football team. So what's it like every time you walk into these high school doors?
There's a lot of history and tradition here. So when I come back, you know, and every day I'm here, East Aurora seemed like at first it was like a big onion, because every time I peeled away a layer, I just cried a little harder because the program had deteriorated to such a degree.
Put the headsets away, put your phones away, no more distraction.
In October, Coach Becker was named Chicago Bears High School Coach of the Week after he led the East Aurora Tomcats to their first win since 2008, snapping a 44-game losing streak.
It's kind of amazing because, you know, every high school, college sings their fight song after a victory. And we have a fight song here at East Aurora, and our kids didn't know it. So we started practicing our fight song last year. So when the moment came, we knew how to sing it, you know. And so we won the game against Elgin, and the kids, on that team, they hadn't won one high school game ever. And so after they shook the opponent's hands, they ran into the locker room. And I'm like, hey, you got to get back out on the field here, you know. So they come back out, what? I go, got to sing our song. Oh, yeah, you know. And so they went in front of the visitor stands where we were, and there was a few, you know, parents there and a few coaches' wives, and they sang the song. It was very, very emotional night.
Chocolate milk handed out. Have a chocolate milk.
All right, y'all can get your own in there.
Hey, come on, stop playing.
Coach Becker repeatedly mentioned the players he has the privilege of coaching are a special group. In fact, the week before their first victory, the team was given a Sport a Winning Attitude Award from the Illinois High School Association.
Every week, we were facing defeat.
After last season,
nine games, I'm telling them, you know, keep working hard, keep pushing ahead.
And
the message I came up with was that you should never quit on yourself. And you just got to work a little harder. And, you know, you could see they were questioning what I was telling them. But eventually we went into this season and the same thing happened. And lo and behold, coach's message came true that we kept working hard and we won a game.
Man, coach, you really did it with these sandwiches.
You're right, huh? Treat you right, didn't I?
Yeah.
What's behind the PB&Js and the meals, the pregame meals, the food you're feeding your players?
As you're here, you learn something new every day about the kids in the system. And this summer when we had our practices, I said, we're going to start at 7:30 in the morning, and you got to be here, and this is what we're going to do. And one of the kids offhandedly said, well, hey, coach, how about getting us breakfast? So I said, I'll get you breakfast. I'll get you peanut butter and jelly, you know. And so they said, fine. So I went out and bought like 10 loaves of bread and 6 pounds of peanut butter and, 5 gallons of jelly. And they came in, and they all made a sandwich and ate it that morning, you know. And I'm like, wow, they were hungry. One day after practice, one of the kids comes in and goes, hey, coach, you mind if I take a sandwich home? And he made a peanut butter jelly sandwich and just stuck it in his pocket and walked out the door. And I said, you're pretty hungry when you do that, you know. So I got to realize that our kids, they're hungry, you know. And so as a coach, like any other coach in America, you take care of your kids. And food has been, you know, a necessity that our performance level is up. our attendance is up because they know there's someone there, there's a meal, there's something good happening.
Medium, Denny.
Coach Becker set out to get kids back in the program and save football at East Aurora. As a former player and now coach, he said he's now an ambassador of the game and it's very important to promote it.
The motto is that, you know, football changed my life. Football made me who I am. So if I could, you know, change kids' lives through the game of football, that was my goal and my passion.
Anthony, what can you think of from high school football that was really memorable for you?
Well, I went to Martin Luther King High School in Detroit, Michigan, and our colors were black and gold, okay. And our helmets were black. And one time I cracked my helmet during the season, and I didn't tell anybody, but then somebody found out, and they gave me a white helmet because they didn't have any black helmets. So I had to walk around with this white helmet, and everybody used to call me Q-Tip because I just stuck out like
How'd you crack it? What happened?
I'm a banger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Boom!
Sure. You probably just like banger. Stepped on it by accident.
No,
or something.
No,
it was
Lindsay.
Not in a game.
Well, if you must know, Lindsay, somebody came through on a blitz. Bam! Crack!
Telling fables again. Up next.
Yeah, I stepped on it.
Robbie Gould gets his kicks with some trick shots.
Nice.
NFL record.
That's the way to finish it.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.